you wake on Sunday morning and you're feeling rather odd. You stumble to your tranny and you feverishly turn the knob. You've got a friend in there, it's Jackie, Jackie, Jackie on the air.
2-7.
Commencing transmissions for this Sunday, the 1st of June, on 227 metres on the medium wave, a frequency of 1332 kHz. This is Radio Jackie. Programmes today on Radio Jackie between 9 and 10 this morning, it's Michael Knight. From 10 till 11 o'clock, it's Richard Jackson. He's the guy that was on a sponsored walk with me yesterday around the Croydon Aerodrome. And in Richard's programme, there'll be Help Call, Job Southwest, and much, much more. Between 11 and 12 this morning, it's Peter Allen with the Chemist Rota and, of course, the Cinema Guide, and lots of good music. Then from 12 to 1, Dave Small playing some oldies and much more good music. 1 to 2 o'clock, it's Tony Bond with his look of what's going on around Southwest London in the music world. From 2 till 3, it's Jimmy King with the TV competition. Then from 3 to 4 o'clock this afternoon, Jerry James with an hour of music and the Southwest London sports results. And the last 2 hours on Radio Jackie, between 4 and 6 this afternoon, Brian Anthony plays 2 hours of soul music. That's a programme rundown for you today on Radio Jackie. If you'd like a telephone dedication for any of next week's programmes, 330-2174 is the number to dial. That's 01-330-2174 for a dedication or request on any of next week's programmes from Radio Jackie. And if you'd like to write into any of the DJs during the week, the address to write to is Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. That's Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. For the first hour, though, it's myself, Dave Adams, and I'll be doing my best to wake you up for yet another Sunday morning. I'll be telling you a bit about what happened yesterday at the Croydon Aerodrome with our sponsored walk and playing lots of good music. Narada Michael Walden, I Should Have Loved Ya.
Oh,
6 minutes after 8 o'clock on a bright and early Sunday morning. The writer Michael Walden and I should have loved you. That's going out especially to Simon DeMiral, who's aged 5. Now, he went on a sponsored walk in Wallington and raised £52 for Help the Aged. And unfortunately, just after that, he went down with meningitis. Well, his mum, dad and Jojo would like to send them all their best wishes. Get well soon, Simon. And from all of us here at Radio Jackie 2, we do wish you the best possible recovery. We hope that you're feeling better soon. And of course that you'll stay tuned to Radio Jackie throughout the day. We'll play some good music just for you. Actually, Simon's parents are listening at the moment. If they give our dedication line a call on 330-2174, then of course we'll send Simon a card or something like that. Back 2 years now to 1978. What a wonderful year. Lindisfarne bought us this beauty. Run for Home.
Run for home, run as fast as I can. Whoa, running man, running for home.
Bad Slinders from 1978 and Run for Home 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. And if you're feeling all rather happy and looking forward to this week, some naughty news for you if you live between Rainer Park and Wimbledon, because from June the 2nd to June the 6th, heavy machinery will be in work between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. and British Railways do apologise in advance for any disturbance caused to residents near these tracks, because they'll be working throughout the night and making lots of loud noises, and you won't be able to sleep or anything.
Radio Jackie. Good morning.
Miko and the Batman. And oh Joe, and if you thought you got out of that rather easily there, you thought, oh jolly good, these poor people are going to be suffering, and I'm not because British Railway are doing all their work. Well, if you live between West Croydon and Mitcham Junction, between June the 6th and, oh it doesn't say when it ends, it just says from June the 6th, there shall be all sorts of work going on the railways, and that'll also be taking place between 10 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm afraid. Sorry, but someone had to tell you. Local community radio of South West London, it's Jackie. This is Tina Marie, Behind the Groove.
Shake your body, shake your body, shake your body, shake your body, shake your body.
straight in at number 62 this week for Tina Marie and Behind the Groove. That's going out to Emma with lots and lots of love from Mum and Dad. Very good morning to you, Emma. Don't forget, if you'd like a dedication on Radio Jackie, 330-2174 is the number to dial. That's 330-2174. Dial carefully. 01 in front if you live outside London. And the Merton branch of Amnesty International is holding a public meeting on Wednesday, June the 4th, to discuss Zaire. It takes place at the Methodist Church in Warple Road at 8 o'clock. And the branch is also organising a real ale party at St Mark's Hall, Wimbledon, on Saturday, June the 7th. That's this Saturday at 7:30. That does sound rather nice. A real ale party. I'll have to tell Peter Allen about that. Jackie to Southwest London. Bobby Thurston, you got what it takes. And he's got yet another hit on his hands. You've got what it takes. 20 after 8. And the Stridham Round Table are holding a donkey derby in aid of our local handicapped people's home. And that'll be taking place on Streatham Common on this Saturday, 7th of June at 2:30 p.m. And you can take all the family along for a great afternoon fun. Also this Saturday, the Epsom and Ewell Squadron Training Corps are holding their jumble sale stroke fair at the squadron headquarters by the Territorial Army Centre at Welbeck Close in Ewell. It starts at 2 o'clock and they're desperate for funds, so if you can go along there. It's the Epsom and Ewell Training Corps holding their jumble sale or fair this Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock and it's at Welbeck Close in Ewell. If you'd like more information about any of the things featured on the programme this morning, give our dedication line a buzz on 330-2174. That's 01-330-2174. And Nicholas would like to say hello to Jane now, and he's requested a special record for her.
Wind-up girl, she's a wind-up girl. Wind-up girl, she's a wind-up girl. Wind-up girl, she's a wind-up girl. Gotta give me clockwork crazy now.
With a big medication, sweet soul sensation.
I'm rolling, I say yeah.
Johnny Gun Girl.
Sure, with a genuine fire.
Gotta give him lots of crazy love. Love. Wind up, girl, she's the wind up girl.
Surely higher and higher.
Gotta give him lots of crazy love.
New single from Spitfire, Wind Up Girl. That's going out especially to Jane from Nicholas. Is there some significance behind this that he requested Wind Up Girl? Does Nicholas wind up Jane? Well, find out next week's exciting episode of The Stories of Nicholas and Jane on Radio Jackie. But don't forget to phone us again, Nick, and tell us what's happening next week. More things going on this Saturday. The Byfleet branch of the National Childbirth Trust are holding a jumble sale at Byfleet Methodist Church Hall on this Saturday at 10 a.m. And it's all part of their weekend effort, because on Sunday they're going to have a sponsored walk around the Byfleet Recreation Ground at 3 o'clock. And Radio Jackie's Joey James will be there in a container of baby oil. And Richard Jackson will also be in attendance. And that's all in aid of the National Childbirth Trust. That particular event's taking place this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And of course a jumble sale is taking place on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, don't ask me why Jerry is going to sit in that baby oil. I think he must be mad. Here's a special record for him. The Drifters, and I'm Not That Kind of Guy. 24 minutes after 8, you're with Jackie.
I know you've been hurt before. It's written on your face, girl. I've seen that look before. Thank you.
I'm not that kind of guy.
He's had in custard. Now it looks like it's going to be baby oil. That's down at the Byfleet Recreation Ground. 3 o'clock on Sunday. Go along there and have a laugh. Oh dear. Well, one of the people that phoned in on Bank Holiday Monday, on our Bank Holiday Monday broadcast, was Bob Seale, and he said that he'd like to hear a super little sound from a local band called Combo, and this is their new single. It's called Small Town. The news is coming along at 8:30 with Tony Bond, and then more good music and a competition and all your dedications and requests. Como, their new single, Small Town. It's a group that we're hearing a lot more of in the future, a local band, and we hope to be doing an interview with them in not too long a time. In fact, I'm going to be speaking to Richard Jackson about that, so we should have that in a couple of weeks' time. That's also going out to Andrew in Poplar, and he said he'd like to say hello to everybody who knows him, and he says that he enjoys the early morning show very much. Well, thank you very much for that, Andrew. And it's news time.
This is Tony Bond with the news at 8:30. Bus services threatened with drastic pruning could be saved by a simple route change. Chessington councillor Barry Myers has come up with an idea which, if it works, could be a money spinner. Several red bus routes which start in Kingston but terminate in Surrey are in danger because the county council will not subsidise them. London Transport in turn say they will not subsidise Surrey residents. All of which threatens to make the 201 extinct and curtail others such as the 215 and Route 265, which serves Morden Rushett and Leatherhead. Councillor Myers' idea is to divert the buses all the way round Kingston Town Centre before they start off on their journey. That way, he believes, they will be able to pick up extra passengers who, heavily laden with shopping, will use the buses either to get to another part of town or for a quick trip home. A London Transport spokesman said, These routes already serve part of the shopping centre, but we always look closely at all suggestions coming in from the London boroughs, and discussions with Surrey will continue in an attempt to find the best solution. FOD lovers in their thousands turned out for Cheam and Worcester Park's all-time record-breaking carnival fete on Monday. Nearly 6,000 people saw the bonanza and traffic jams block roads around Cheam Park in true bank holiday style. Sutton's new mayor, Councillor Harry Sawyers, opened the fete and chose the best float in the carnival parade. Winner for the second year running was the float from Kew Crescent, North Cheam. Despite months of organising, the hot spell caught Cheam and Worcester Park's Round Table and Rotary Club organisers unprepared, and their beer tent ran dry. The clubs raised £1,000 for the Worcester Park branch of the Invicta Club for the Disabled for a new holiday home in Bournemouth. 90 storeholders estimate to have raised around £6,000, beating last year's total by £2,000 for various charities. An 18-year-old boy fractured his skull when he fell out of the top deck of a bus. Stephen Huggett was returning home on a double-decker when the window he was leaning on collapsed and he fell about 13 feet to the ground. The accident happened late at night on the 293 bus passing South Morden Railway Station in London Road, Morden, and at the time Stephen and his five friends were the only passengers. No one is quite sure what happened, but it appears that the youngsters were skylarking. The window collapsed when the boy poked his head out of the window and others leant on him, said a spokesman for London Transport. An investigation into the incident will take place and Stephen of Cannon Hill Lane, Morden, is recovering in Atkinson Morley Hospital. This has been Radio Jackie Local News, read by Tony Bond. Next news at 9:30.
Thanks very much, Tony. And I must apologise for the introduction to the news there, but unfortunately, I just choked on a polo. I'm feeling better now, though. Jolly good. This is Jonah Louie dropping slowly out of the charts. You'll always find me in the kitchen at parties.
I'm no good at chatting up and always get rebuffed. Enough to drive a man to drink, I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up, I'm piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone, living on my own. What am I supposed to do?
That's why you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. Party. Something fun in the game.
25 minutes to 9 o'clock. That's Jonah Louie, and you'll always find me in the kitchen at parties. Did you spot the deliberate mistake there? Jolly good, so did I. It's not really dropping out the charts at all. That was just me trying to shock you. And what else have we got for you? That's dedication for the Pierce household in Mitcham from Steve, and he requested a record that I actually haven't got in the studio. Unfortunately, I haven't got some of the records that I'd have liked to have played this morning, because somebody has walked off with all the good records, which was rather generous of them.
Jackie.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shack of a soul, bone, moose, tunneling, storming, sound of soul. I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still here we go.
Dave and Ansel Collins from 1970, which means that record's 10 years old. It's called Double Barrel. There's an attractive, lonely 40-year-old lady who wishes to meet another lonely lady in a similar position with a view to going out on outings, etc. She doesn't have to drive, but is willing to share expenses. She does not like going out on her own and feels that there may be more than one woman in her own situation. And if anyone is interested in meeting this lady, they can ring our dedication line on 330-2174. That's 330-2174. There's no need to be nervous or tall or anything like that. And then we'll pass the details on. If you'd like to meet another lady who's about 40 years of age, she's rather lonely and she just wants someone to go out with, someone that's in the same position, and they just want to go out and have fun and have a nice time. So if you think you'd like to do that, 330-2174. Leave us your name and number. It'll be dealt with in strictest confidence. Radio Jackie, local radio to South West London. The Crown Heights Affair, You Gave Me Love.
Good.
me. For the third time, I met you, dear.
I knew that you would be my destiny. Cause the way you love me, the way you touch me,
it sent cold chills down my spine. I'm so glad you're mine.
Don't believe me. Don't believe me.
Cause it would surely break my heart if we fell apart.
What you gave me is the richest gift of all.
It's a Crown Heights affair, and you gave me love. Well, yesterday I went with Richard Jackson down to the Croydon Aerodrome to take part in the Croydon Sea Cadet Corps sponsored walk around the Croydon Aerodrome. And I walked for miles and miles and miles. This week's competition, actually, is how many miles did I walk? I'll be dropping subtle hints over the next half of the programme. And then, at the time of Nigel Knight, which is at 9 o'clock this morning, you can phone up our dedication line on 330-2174 and tell them how many miles you think I've walked. But one person will know immediately, so you can't enter. So that's Karen Rolls of 21 Prince Charles Road in Wallington. And she said that she sponsored me 30 pence for going on the sponsored walk, because I was taking calls on the dedication line on Bank Holiday Monday with the Bank Holiday Monday broadcast. Thanks very much to you, and I'll expect that money quite soon. 30 pence, please, from Karen Rolls. Thanks very much for your generosity. This record's going out to you, the James Brothers, and So Easy.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers and their new single, So Easy. The time about 1/4 hour to 9 o'clock. That's also going out to Alan Shobrook and Sunny Inn with lots and lots of love from Joan Shobrook of Tolworth in Surrey. Thanks very much for your letter and those kind things you said about Radio Jackie. With you on the air every Sunday from 8 in the morning till 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Rather an amusing thing I saw in the paper this week is that womble searching is taking place on Wimbledon Common, and it's a theme for a Sunday morning ramble for trainees from the Mitcham Training Centre. Now, the latest venture follows hot in the tracks of successful outing to Hampton Court, and trainees are going to meet at the Morden Post Office, and the party are going to set off at about 10 o'clock this morning, and they'll return home at about 2 o'clock, taking their own snacks with them. So that sounds quite exciting. Womble searching on Wimbledon Common. Whatever next? Don't forget the competition. I want you to tell me how many miles I walked on the sponsored walk yesterday. And 330-2174 if you know the answer to that. Here's Boney M and My Friend Jack. My Friend Jack from Boney M. The British Red Cross Society holding a garden fete on this Saturday, the 7th of June, at St Peter's Church House, Heathfield Road, South Croydon, at 2:30. Admission is 10 p.m. and, as I said, it's in aid of the British Red Cross Society. And the SKK Club at Bishopsford Road in Morden, which is situated behind the ambulance station, are a karate club, and beginners are welcome because they'd like some more members. They meet on Wednesday evenings at 7:15 p.m. And if you want more information, you can call our dedication line on 330-2174. That's 330-2174. News now from the Mitcham Old People's Welfare Committee in London Road in Mitcham. They are announcing that their Lonesome Pop-In will be in operation from Saturday, June the 7th. Again, that's this Saturday. And they're going to have a jumble sale this Saturday starting at 11 a.m. And from then on, it'll be open from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And anyone that wants to come in for a snack or a cup of tea is welcome to do so. And if you'd like to get more details of where that is and when it's open, 330-2174 is the number to dial. That's 330-2174, the Radio Jackie dedication line. They are armed with all the information we give out on Radio Jackie programming. My feet aren't off killing me after yesterday. I can tell you it was quite an effort walking yesterday around the Croydon Aerodrome. I don't know whether it was good walking weather or not. In fact, every time I walk, I always say that the weather for walking isn't particularly good, but I'm pretty tired. I don't know how Richard Jackson will feel. He's coming along at 10 o'clock this morning. His new single from the Brothers Johnson, Light Up the Night. The Brothers Johnson and Light Up the Night. 6 minutes now to nine and Michael Knight. Now, I think I'll have a writing competition as well today. We've got the phone in one running, of course. It's how many miles did I walk yesterday with the Croydon Aerodrome and the Croydon Secret Corps, rather, around the Croydon Aerodrome, and people going around carrying barrels of beer and things. Most confusing. I want to know that if you can phone our dedication line and tell them around about nine in a few minutes' time. Good luck to you. And the writing competition this week. I've forgotten what I was going to ask you now. Hang on. Oh, yes. Silly me. I'd like to know what is the organisation that is holding the sponsored walk around Byfleet Recreation Ground on Sunday. If you know the name of the organisation, and also I'd like to know the name of the karate club which is in Bishopsford Road in Morden. If you know those two things, drop them on a postcard or in a letter to Dave Adams Competition, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. That's Dave Adams Competition, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. And good luck to all of you. You'll stand a fair chance of winning. And a couple of singles in the post here if you get that right. Rather a bouncy tune now from the Cool Notes. It's their new single, Sugar Sugar. Notes and their version of Sugar Sugar. What a jolly boppy little tune. Well, Michael Knight is getting ready for his programme now. That'll be coming along in about 3 minutes' time. It's time for me to go now, unfortunately. Quick reminder to Karen Rolls of Prince Charles Road in Wallington. Don't forget the money that you said you'd send me for doing my sponsored walk. Very, very kind of you to offer to send it. So don't forget, Radio Jackie West Molesey in Surrey is the address to write to, and I think you'd better address it to Dave Adams just to make sure that it does get to me. I'm sure it will. Anyway, I'm playing out now with the new single from Craze. I think it's terrific. It's called Lucy. And once again, the phoning competition is still open. If you can guess how many miles I walked around the Croydon Aerodrome with the Croydon Sea Cadet Corps yesterday, give our dedication line a buzz, 3302174. And the writing competition this week, what is the name of the karate club? And what organisation is running the sponsored walk around the Byfleet Recreation Ground? Michael Knight's coming up now from Dave Adams. Have a good one.